This is
Fight Disciples.
We are gathered here today
for the Fight Disciples UFC and boxing talk.
Tom Farrell back in action on November 23rd, and I tell you what, I didn't see this one coming.
Tell you what, I did it myself. It was a bit of a mad one, yeah. We got a text off Steve, yesterday. Said I've had a mad morning there, Eddie wants to make you a masher. And, you know, obviously it wouldn't be me first person. I'd say, yeah, come on, let's get it on. I'm quite close to masher and matey with him, but, you know, I think obviously push comes to the shove. We're businessmen at the end of the day. We want paying, and, you know, it's a good fight beef just before Christmas for us, isn't it?
Yeah, you're still going to be on the show next week. Is it the week
after? It's perfect, really. I've got the fight on Saturday, and then it's seven weeks from then, so I can afford a little couple of days off and, you know, hit the ground running on a nice camp then.
Do you know what it's going to be with Masha? Is it an 8-rounder or...?
No, well, you mentioned the title, so I'm assuming it's going to be minimum 10, possibly 12, depending on what title he sort of looks at, but yeah, I'm just made up to be.
Have you spoke to Masha Dodd about the fight? Have you spoke to him since it's been made? How it came about? No. Did he ask for it?
No, I will do. I'll have a little shout at him. He's a boss lad. Everyone loves him. As I said, when we were talking there with Eddie, my mum and dad and like my birds, mum and dad were like, "What, you're fighting Masha?" I think they're gutted. But yeah, you know, we'll put that to one side, and, you know, we'll put on a good show, and I'm sure we'll remain mates after and probably have a little bevy together. And, you know, yeah, it's a big chance for both of us. I don't think either of us could turn it down, to be honest. I think, obviously, there's other fights that we could have pursued, especially myself. And I think, as I said before, Masha's getting on a bit now. He's 35. He hasn't boxed since last November. I know he's due to fight on the 19th of October. I'm not too sure whether he'll still have that, but yeah, it was one of them. We both had to take it, really. I think it's both a good chance for us to springboard back into contention, isn't it?
It's definitely a great springboard fight for the winner, but for the loser,
yeah,
you're looking down the barrel a little bit.
That's what I mean. You can't afford to lose. Neither of us, really. I'm coming off the back of a defeat against Phil Bowles, and, you know, it's a chance for me to win this weekend and, you know, get the ball rolling again, get a bit of rust off. But yeah, no, I can't afford to get beat, can I? You know, people are looking at me as the favourite, as Eddie said before, and that's what I mean. Masha's coming up to my weight, and I'm a big, strong, super lightweight, so I can't afford any slip-ups against Masha.
It's an interesting fight in that, obviously, it's in Liverpool, big support, you've always been well supported, but potentially for the first time in Liverpool, there's going to be a few boos against you as well, because like yourself, Masha has a big support coming over from Birkenhead.
Yeah. Yeah, those are what I always get on great with Masha's fans and his mates, and I've just seen a couple of them then, they've just been like, they're all buzzing, they're tagging me on Instagram now already. I don't think it's going to be one of them. They're not going to be any hostility there. You know, I speak to his sisters when I see them, you know, his family and his friends, so, and my mum always like speaks to them. Mum thinks she's mates with the sister, so I don't think it's going to be one of them. I certainly hope not, because, you know, as I said, the mates were just having a fight and getting paid for it, so I think the real winners are going to be the fans. Obviously, it's going to be hard lines on the loser, but I'm determined that's not going to be me.
I agree, it's definitely the fans that are going to win, because stylistically, I think it could be an absolute belter.
Yeah, I think Craig stole me thunder. I think he said this fight was going to be fight tonight, but I think me and Masha could take that title. But yeah, I want to be in big fights, and it's one of them, so I can't ask for much more, really. Ideally, would I like to, like, in a British Eliminator or something? We had a few sort of names in contention, but, you know, this just got through at us, and as I said before, it was one of them where I don't think I could really say no and need a good masher.
Yeah, it's a situation, as you say, that both of you are in. You both need a big fight desperately to keep it going. Masha especially, you know, he's looking down a battle of retirement. Mm. You need to get back into title class as soon as possible. I think the matchmakers at Matchroom have played a bit of a wild card here, because the atmosphere is going to be amazing. The fight itself can't not be exciting. These are the fights that you turn pro for, surely?
Yeah. My mate just said to me on the phone, and, like, you know, bet your five years ago, because it was only the other day of my debut, on the 50 year anniversary of my debut, so I think I've come a long way, but there's still a long way to go, and, you know, this puts me back on that path to know, being successful as I believe I can be.
I think a lot of people that a match with Masha Dodd watch tape of him and don't appreciate how good he can be in there. He throws people off with his style. It may not be the most attractive style, but he has a habit of winning fights. You've been around him, you're a fan of his, you know what he's all about, and you know this is a real fight.
Yeah, he's like a boxer for us, and you don't really know what he's going to do, so he is quite hard to read, and you've just got to be prepared for anything. You know, he'll switch stances, he'll step forward into the next one. It's shots coming from here, there and everywhere, so you can watch all the videos you want, but there's nothing really concrete. It's going to be quite difficult to find someone who's that like him in sparring, but you know what, I'll be ready, and I think he's got to try and find someone who's going to be like me equally as much. So yeah, it's going to be a great fight, and I'm looking forward to the next few weeks of like getting camp underway and getting the ball rolling.
The main event, Callum Smith's homecoming, world number one super middleweight, great card to be on. What do you think of the main event and John Ryder, number one mandatory contender?
He's got to where he's got. You know, you can't hold that against Callum. People are moaning on like social media, but at the end of the day, John Ryder's the mandatory challenger. He's coming off the back of four good wins, four good scalps, and you know, he's got himself into position to fight for the world title. And I think it is a good domestic fight. He's been in some good fights already, John Ryder, with the likes of Rocky and, as he said before, Billy Joe Saunders. So I don't think it's going to be as like one way as people think. I think John Ryder will be in the fight, but I think obviously the favourite, rather favourite, is Callum. He's well known. He's the number one super middleweight in the world, and he will take some beating.
What do you think of Callum ability wise? Do you think he's got the ability to go on and be a two-weight world champion?
Definitely. I think he's one of the best we've ever produced, isn't he, in this city? I think people will only start realising, need to start getting behind him. It's like, I think he's quite quiet and he's quite reserved, and you know, he doesn't shout his mouth off. He just lets his boxing do the talking, and I think if he was a bit more vocal, he would be a bit more well known. But he doesn't have to, does he? He's doing what he's doing. He's made a good living, but as I said, he's still not done. He's still got other things to achieve, and I think he definitely can go on and be an undisputed world champion at super middle, and then obviously go further on and be a light heavyweight.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you heard, subscribe via iTunes.